Welcome to the Halcyon House Washington page. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Sarah Smith with Prelude about Kick Butts Day and the use of e-cigarettes. Can you explain what this day of activism is?
Yeah, so it's a day that empowers youth to speak out and against big tobacco and their practices. So it's really to raise awareness about tobacco and nicotine use in the community and to reject the industry's deceptive marketing tactics.
And what are some of the trends for teens in the local area when it comes to tobacco use?
One thing that we see is the change from trying traditional cigarettes to trying e-cigarettes, or other people call them vape pens or vape products. And so what we see is that with 11th graders in Washington County, about 27% of kids have tried e-cigarettes at least once, of 11th graders, and only 11% have ever smoked a cigarette. So that's like double, more than double. And so that's really the trend that we're seeing, and it's reflected in the marketing tactics that the for e-cigarettes and for vapes. So one thing that many people don't realize is that the major e-cigarette brands that you see in the local convenience store, like Blue or Vuse or Mark 10, those three are all owned by traditional tobacco companies. So when you look at their marketing tactics, it's very similar to the tactics that they use for tobacco products, for traditional tobacco products.
And as e-cigarettes and vaping products become more and more regular, are people transitioning from one to the other with teens?
So, yeah, teens have gotten the message that tobacco, that, you know, cigarettes are bad and that they can kill you, and that, you know, they understand that messaging. However, they are influenced by the marketing tactics of the e-cigarette companies that, you know, saying that it's not bad for you, it's just water vapor, it won't harm you, and we know that's not true. For one, most e-cigarettes have nicotine in them. Nicotine is harmful to the teen brain. It is very highly addictive, and it's what causes heart disease and, you know, high blood pressure and all of those things. So they haven't yet got the message that e-cigarettes are also harmful as well.
And with e-cigarettes, do you still have the secondhand vapor or smoke that you would have with a traditional cigarette?
That's a really good question. And what we know right now is that depending on the e-cigarette, because they're all made completely different, there's lots of different types, different juices that you can put in them. Some of them have been found to have heavy metals in the vapor that comes out of it. And then also you can be exposed to secondhand nicotine exposure. So doing so around especially young children isn't a good idea because they can be exposed to that nicotine from the vapor. So, you know, we have yet to figure out. They're pretty new, so we have yet to figure out and find out if there's any, you know, long-term effects of that exposure. We just don't know right now. But we do know that the tobacco industry has a history of lying about how harmful their products are. So we can't just leave it up to them and trust them and trust that they say that it's okay.
And with Kick Butts Day here on March 21st, what do you hope to see done or voiced?
Just more awareness of how the marketing tactics can influence youth and youth behavior, and that, you know, there's many different ways that the e-cigarette companies and tobacco companies do that. So just more awareness that there's lots of similarities between what the tobacco companies did back in the 80s and early 90s to what they're doing today.
And there's evidence that teens in the local area are using these products.
Yes. Yeah. If you talk to any school staff person or, you know, anyone who deals with youth Yeah, they will tell you it for sure that they've seen it.
And is there anything else that you would like to say to our listeners or directly to those teenagers?
Just to be informed and to make good choices. And then if people did want to quit cigarettes, instead of switching to e-cigarettes, they can call Quitline Iowa, which is the 1-800-QUIT-NOW. That's a better way to quit cigarettes.
That's been today's Halcyon House Washington page with Sarah Smith with Prelude talking about Kick Butts Day. Halcyon House, you're not changing your lifestyle, just your address. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.